Crossfield-based glam country artist Robert Adam is preparing for his final performance as part of Project Wild, a competition that seeks to find Alberta's next budding country and roots music star. The final showcase performance will be held at the King Eddie, the famed music-centric tavern in downtown Calgary, on February 25. He and fellow top 12 finalists in the Project Wild competition will perform from February 24 to 26. Each artist is vying for a grand prize of $100,000, with the second and third place winners receiving $75,000 and $50,000 respectively. According to a press release issued by Alberta Music and the Wild 95.3 FM radio station in Calgary, the host of the competition, following the performances and a round of public voting, the top three artists and prize winners of the season will be selected. Adam, who entered the competition as a solo artist, but who also plays with his band The Lucky Stars, said many people describe his musical styling as dreamy, and often refer to him as the Dream Angel Cowboy. He said he is inspired by the likes of Glen Campbell, Loretta Lynn, and Patsy Cline. I specialize in doing dreamy, 70s-inspired country music with some fabulous 70s-inspired outfits, lots of rhinestones and a lot of satin, he said. Adam said he also liked to make sure his music has meaning and stays with the listener, even if it is a good time song. I like to put on a show for people and go back to a time in country music when it was a bit flashy, it was about fun, he said. Project Wild, initially launched in 2014, is funded by a $4.9 million grant from the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group. The annual contest aims to support emerging Canadian musicians through various boot camps and training initiatives. Each of the top 12 artists receives a $5,000 development award, an invitation to a one-week boot camp to further their skills in performance, songwriting, and business strategy, and a chance to win one of the top three aforementioned prizes. Adam, who grew up in Bonnyville, Alta, lived in Ontario between 2015 and 2017. He said since moving back to his home province, he's been wanting to be part of Project Wild. Since I came back, I really wanted to be a part of this competition, but I just wasn't developed enough as an artist, I think, to really be taken seriously by the Alberta country music industry, he said. But this year, we did get in and it's been like a dream come true, although there's still much left to do in the competition as we approach the final showcase date at the end of the month. So far, top 12 contestants have attended a boot camp, made headway on a business portfolio, hosted a charity event, designed a unique merchandise item, and collaborated with fellow artists. We've done a bunch of challenges already. What we have left is our final showcase, and then we also have to input a final report, which is a very large document outlining our marketing and business plans, he said. Adam said as the pressure has increased since January, and the added stress of the COVID-19 pandemic, he began to feel immense stress, inner turmoil, and self-doubt, brought on by the competition, but added he has since come to peace with the high amount of uncertainty. It's really anybody's game at this point because every artist has been advantaged and disadvantaged in a certain way because of how the events have played out, he said. I just really came to peace with the fact that I'm going to stay true to what I've been doing. I was chosen in the top 12 for a reason, so I'm going to do what I'm going to do best, with the resources I have to write the best business plan and to bring them the best performance and then it's up to the judges. He added if he wins, it'll be a dream come true, but if he doesn't win, he will continue to make music anyways. I've never come from money or an advantage. Being a gay country singer, there's not really much advantage, he said of his affiliation with the LGBTQ2S+ community. I know that with that money, I could really do some big things. If I don't win, I'm just going to continue on the same warpath anyways. I'm still going to do big things, and I really do believe that. He added he would be happy to see any of his fellow competitors take home a top prize. I'm just going to keep on going how I normally have and any of the top three they pick, I would not be disappointed, he said. I know most of my competitors, I've met them before the competition and they're wonderful people, so I can't even be mad at them because they've all worked really hard as well. Adam's newest single Don't Touch My Rhinestones can be streamed on various streaming platforms as of February 4. For more information or to listen to Adam's music, visit robertadammusic.com.